Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Anna Hummel's here.
I am, and I would like to hear about Ryan's shower at Will's house today. That happened again.
Well, you guys are officially in a relationship. Ryan Adams is here. What's up, buddy?
I'm totally okay with that.
Okay. Ryan Hoppy was just here. That's why I got confused with my Ryans. Yeah. Will Koontz is here.
I'm not thrilled about it, but it's just part of my life.
Did you know it was going to happen, or did he just show up with his toiletries again?
No, he let me know in advance. He said, hey, you mind if I stop by and, you know, sprinkle off my genitals in your shower?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Are you home, or do you have to commute home to open the door for him?
No, I'm usually home by the time he gets there.
Nice. So. Gets nude at your house?
Gets nude inside of my apartment.
You guys are just like a wall apart.
Yeah, maybe 20 feet apart.
Bosom buddies.
Yeah.
Does he just walk around in a towel?
No, he's very respectful. He always keeps the place clean. I'm amazed how dry the bathroom is when you're done. So you do a great job of toweling off.
Yeah.
So there's not excess water everywhere. It always smells good when he leaves, too.
I hope so.
I'll be honest with you. I hate excess water even at my own house. Yeah. So I was, yes.
That's one of the reasons why I hate using the bathrooms at racetrack gas stations. Because I think they clean them with a hose.
Yeah, they squirt those things out.
You walk into one of those, and it's like, God damn, Adventure Island. It's just like water everywhere. There's no paper towels. It's like, I don't know what to do in here. I guess I'll pee anywhere. The whole room's wet. I don't care.
I mean, it works for them because they could just, like, you know, fill some sort of container up with bleach and then just hose it down. They got that drain right in the center. You can, you know,
I was at a 7-Eleven in Sarasota about a month ago, and I was getting ready to go to a gig. And I had to change clothes because I worked the day job and I was going straight from the day job to a gig.
Yeah.
So I had to do like a Superman change. That's what they call it in comedy, right? When you're working multiple jobs. So I grab my outfit and I go into the bathroom at 7-Eleven. But on my way in, there's a guy bumping bass and playing the loudest stereo I've heard since, like, I don't know, 1988 when it was cool to have a loud stereo with giant speakers in the back. They're playing it. And well, the employee is out front dancing. He's got a smock on. He's out front just like they're filming a video, and he's just getting down. I'm like, okay, get yours, son. All right, he's having a good day. He's making the best of his minimum wage job. He's like, I'm going to have fun with my 7-Eleven job. Then I go into the bathroom to change, and there is dookie everywhere. There's toilet paper in the sink.
No.
It is disgusting. It's like somebody purposely tried to film a horror movie in there. And my first thought was, hey, Chris Brown, you want to grab a mop and get in the bathroom?
Not his jurisdiction, I'm assuming.
Jesus, man. I mean, you have priorities in here.
Isn't it impressive, though, like, when you go into a gas station bathroom, like, there's poop in place, like, on the ceiling. Like, how do you get there?
On the wall.
I got a good story for you if you want to hear it quick.
I don't want finger painting in my bathroom. Yeah, what?
My buddy was on this. He was, like, lifting weights and trying to be healthy. He was a fat piece of crap, too. So he ate nothing but beef jerky and Diet Coke.
That's not going to work, dude.
For how long?
A long time. Okay. And so he's Christmas shopping at one of the local malls around here.
Oh, no.
And it's Christmas. So the line for the bathroom, it hits him. Uh-oh. I gotta release. Otherwise, I'm going to be in trouble here. And the line for the bathroom's out the door. So he goes, crap. So he gets in his car, drives over a speed bump, goes to the nearest gas station, legal turns. Guy goes, he goes, hey, I'm sorry, can I please use your bathroom? And it's one of those key ones.
Yeah.
And he goes, customers only. And
how did he say it, though?
Yeah, I started to kind of, customers only. Okay. I'm assuming something like that.
I don't know, I'm just wondering.
So he bought more beef jerky and Diet Coke.
That's what he did. It's exactly what he did. He had to buy something. He bought a Diet Coke and a beef jerky. The guy gave him the key, ran to the bathroom. As he was sitting down, he pulled down his pants, it just started spewing all over the toilet,
spackle.
All over the back of the toilet.
Oh, yeah, man.
Got in his underwear.
Oh, and
I was like, what did you do? He's like, I didn't know what to do. I felt so bad. I threw my underwear in the garbage and just left the key on the ground and left.
All right, now to my poop story. The reason why this brought me back, and I know I had to have told this story on this show before, I was in a bad way when I was doing comedy on the road full time, and I was in right outside of Birmingham, Alabama, and I had some sort of a stomach virus. I believe I got it from an Indian restaurant in Atlanta, but I was having to hit a lot of bathrooms. So I stop at two or three bathrooms in a row going through Birmingham and on the outskirts of Birmingham, and every single one of them, the bathrooms were gross, like the 7-Eleven I just described. And I'm like, I am not sitting on anything in these bathrooms. I can't. So I was patient, even though I had to go. Finally, my body told me, you got to use the
do
next
or die.
Bathroom.
Yeah, do it, or die.
The next bathroom is our bathroom. You know, it's like, my mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me yes. So I stop into this BP station and in Birmingham, and I'm like, please be clean. Please be clean. Because when you're on the road, you know the clean bathrooms. Love's truck stops. Always clean bathrooms.
Yeah, those are always pretty clean.
There's certain places you know are going to be clean. Walmarts always have clean bathrooms.
Really?
For the most part. Yeah, yeah. Publix, clean bathrooms. And rain jackets for some reason. So I walk into this bathroom. Nah. Status quo. It is destroyed. It's like Godzilla went through a poop frenzy of Alabama. Like he just like, I'm going to tear through Alabama. So I go, well, this is where we're at. So I tried to hover. Like girls will do.
Wouldn't even work with, like, you know, tearing off the TP and putting it on the toilet seat to make yourself a barrier.
Oh, no. You would need a hazmat suit. You would need, like, you know, like a FEMA. You would need a lot of things.
You'd need FEMA.
Yeah. You would need a lot of things. So,
you need funds, federal funds.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The president would have to send me, PayPal me. So I go, well, we're just going to have to hover this and let's see how accurate we can be. Well,
you might as well just stand up at that point.
I hit the bowl and everything else in the room.
Surrounding area.
Pretty much.
Oh.
And you know that bed liner they put on inside trucks, like inside the bed of trucks, and it's like, I don't know, it almost feels like the stucco you put on the side of houses. Yeah. It's like almost rubber, like, I don't know, like real sticky pellets.
Polycarbonate.
Yeah. That's pretty much what I did to the side of this bathroom. It was so horrible. And I was crying and laughing at the same time.
Which is making it come out more.
Yeah. And as I'm doing it, I'm just like, oh, this is horrible. And then I'm thinking, this is my last time in Birmingham, Alabama. I can never come back to Birmingham, Alabama. And I've yet to be back in Birmingham, Alabama. And they have a great comedy club there.
Did you have to make eye contact with the person who was...
Here's what happened. I walk out of the bathroom. He didn't hear anything. So this guy, he was, he was clueless.
Yeah.
And I walk over and I go, I got to buy something. I got to buy a lot of stuff, right? And I'm kind of standing near the counter and I'm thinking of what I'm going to buy. And he goes, is everything okay, buddy? And I said,
not for you.
I go, you know what? I pulled out a $20 bill and I just put it on the counter and I go, man, I'm sorry. And I just walked out, and I got in my car, and I drove away as fast as I could. I felt like the biggest jerk, man.
Like, hey, somebody destroyed your bathroom here. It wasn't me. I don't know who it was, but
you know
somebody
what?
Did.
It took me about a year to finally go, that's on you, dude. You clean your damn bathroom so I could sit down like a human. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair point,
I suppose.
If you have an establishment, you need to make sure your bathrooms are usable. Otherwise, some fatso is going to hover over your toilet
and shoot
poo-poo all over it.
I'm a visitor. I deserve a comfortable experience when I visit your establishment.
And it just makes it worse because you tried to, you tried to hover, and obviously you missed everywhere. So it just takes one bad person to do a little doo-doo, and then everything just unravels.
And it's every bathroom in Birmingham, dude. It was unbelievable. I could not believe it. I mean, was I just unlucky? Was I just rolling the dice and crapping out every single time, four rolls in a row? I can't get a Yo 11 one time,
well,
baby?
You also have to realize that whenever someone uses a truck stop like that, they're thinking in their head, I'm never coming back here. I never have to see this place again. So I'm going to do the nastiest S ever. And when everybody keeps doing that, it turns into a circus.
It was savagery.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.